Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cold Case Murder Mini, the daily portion of the show. And what a fine gentleman we have in store for this discussion. None other than Wisconsin resident Ed Gein, the butcher of Plainfield, who was known to have murdered at least two women, bar owner Mary Hogan, and local hardware store owner Bernice Warden, the latter whom he shot with a .22 and gutted like a deer after she died. But here's the thing. He gained his notoriety for crimes related less to killing and more to stealing dead people. From their graves. You see, Ed was a master grave robber, but he sure as hell wasn't focused on your great-grandmother's gold bracelet that got buried with her years back. No. What Ed Gein wanted was something much more sinister. And the headquarters for this madness, where the secrets were ultimately buried, was inside his rundown farmhouse. And when the police finally apprehended him, this is what they found. A corset constructed from a skinned female torso. Mary Hogan's skull in a box. And not to be outdone, Bernice Warden's whole head in a burlap sack. A lampshade made from somebody's face. A pair of lips utilized for pulling the drawstring on the shades. A belt made from human nipples. Four noses, you know, because it never hurts to have an extra on hand. And then Bernice Warden, whose head was in one room, of course, had the pleasure of having her heart stored in another, inside a plastic bag in front of the stove. And then there were his prized masks that he made from female skin. But wait, if you're going to keep parts of Bernice in different rooms, then what about Mary? Shouldn't she get the same privilege? Of course, it seems Ed was one step ahead of me. He stored her face, which had been turned into a mask, in a paper bag. So, another gem here is leggings made from human skin. And finally, what kind of tour would this be if your guide didn't remind you to look to your left or you might miss the shoebox full of vaginas? That's right. This happened. And the list goes on and on. But then there's this. Aside from robbing graveyards on no fewer than 40 occasions, Ed also admitted one of his primary goals was to dig up middle-aged women who resembled his mother and tan their skins in preparation for making things with it. In fact, his warped relationship with his mother precipitated his life being the basis for the Norman Bates character in Psycho. And his propensity for making masks from human skin, while simultaneously being a killer, made him the inspiration for Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. In all, there are probably no fewer than a dozen recognizable horror movie characters inspired by Ed Gein. Considering the number of kills he racked up pales in comparison to the other heavy hitters of his era, or any for that matter, his impact on the psyche of American society is not only profound, but even more so disturbing. And I think the following question is the reason. Why? I mean, we know why people kill. But why do people decorate their living room with a human lampshade? I mean, the basis for all of this being so frightening is that it defies the reasoning of almost any other human on the planet. There's no doubt the foundation of his burden, the one that was surely heavy upon his shoulders, was his awkward relationship with his mother, where she only allowed him to leave the house to go to school. But when you grow up to construct a trash can made of human skin, it's difficult for the average person to comprehend the insanity inherent in all of this in a manner that allows us to connect the dots. And in the strangest way, it made me consider how alone he must have felt in this world. Now, I obviously didn't intend to extend him any empathy, simply for the horrific nature of his crimes. But I have to admit to you here that I did. Because he was isolated, afraid, and trying to cope with it the best way he knew how. Which just so happens to be an abomination in the eyes of the rest of us. So he hid from society, and his problems mounted around him. They took on a literal physical presence in his environment, and he obsessed about it. He tried to escape the trauma by continuing to do the one thing that was causing it. Because of his past, because of his pain, because nobody could understand. And a sickening feeling came over me with a single thought. We are all this man, with our own sickness, our own plight, our own escape. And that's why we can't stop staring into Ed Gein's house of horrors. Because inside of all of us, we have one too.